Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Residents weigh in on Donkey Creek drainage plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A small but engaged group of Gillette residents gathered at the Campbell County Public Library last Thursday to discuss the Donkey Creek Master Drainage Plan. The Gillette News Record reported, led by city officials and engineers, the meeting aimed to inform the public about potential projects to address flooding and drainage issues in the area. City Project Manager Technician Toby Fisk says the project stems from a FEMA study of the fishing lake and seeks to find solutions to ongoing water management challenges. Proposed ideas include building embankments, removing sediment, harvesting cattails, and creating an infiltration basin. One of the most popular suggestions was temporarily draining the fishing lake to restore its original depth. While this would halt fishing and boating for a few years, many attendees felt it was the best long-term solution. The city hopes to finalize a master plan by early summer, but major projects will take time and funding. Fisk says the next step include refining the proposals and seeking state and federal financial support. Former Wyoming game warden nominated to lead U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. A familiar name in Wyoming's wildlife management scene has been nominated to lead the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Former Wyoming Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik is President Trump's pick to oversee the agency that manages the nation's wildlife. According to Wildfile, Nesvik, a retired Wyoming Army National Guard member, spent decades with the Game and Fish, working his way up from game warden in Pinedale to state director in 2019. His nomination, now before the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee, marks the first step in the confirmation process. During his time with Game and Fish, Nesvik championed efforts to get kids involved in hunting and fishing, calling it critical for future conservation. If confirmed, he'll replace Biden appointee Martha Williams as the head of the agency. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.